Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's September 12, 2016, and this is episode 540. This week, we continue with part two of what I now know is going to be a four-part travelogue-style series of episodes to share my recent photography adventure in East Greenland with you. On our third day in East Greenland, we headed west out of the bay at Tasiilaq towards the Sirmilik Fjord, which we would travel up around 20 kilometres, then hang a left into the Johan Petersen Fjord to the Han Glacier. The first photo that I wanted to take a look at today was just south of the Amasalik Island, looking towards the open ocean. I was attracted to this scene first, of course, by the huge iceberg, but also by the heavy sky in contrast to the brightly illuminated ice. I often like to go in close and show more detail in the berg, but here I chose to go wide to include more sky. As with the iceberg that we started part one with in this series, I still have a number of shots of this single iceberg in my final selection. An iceberg with character seems to almost demand more than one photograph. The Sirmilik Fjord is incredible. It's very wide and has lots of icebergs. You could spend a good day just shooting on this stretch of water. Here's one iceberg that we found with a nice archway in it. For this photograph, I used a circular polarizer filter to remove the reflection on the water to make it look darker, but also to enable some of the blue of the base of the iceberg to show through. Again, there's that heavy sky still, which I like as a backdrop for these shots. We had clearer skies on some of the later days, which are good in their own way, but as with most of my photography, I generally prefer a moody, heavy sky like this. Here's a somewhat self-indulgent shot next to illustrate a point more than anything. This is me drinking from a pool of water in the top of an iceberg inside the Johan Petersen Fjord. This was a flat iceberg that we could step onto from the front of our speedboat. There was a thin film of ice over that pool of meltwater, which I broke to take a few mouthfuls, and I can tell you that water tasted incredibly good. It was perhaps even thousands of years old and totally pure. As for getting up onto the iceberg, my partner for this tour, Tim Vollmer, assured me that when a native Inuit driver says it's safe to walk on the ice, it's safe to walk on the ice. Just to the left of the scene in the previous photo is the Han Glacier, our goal for this day. In front of the Han Glacier, there's a little strip of rock that juts out into the fjord, and in that rock there are a few small crevices, such as the one you can see in this photo. This was a fun shot because it kind of resembles Slot Canyon, although I enhanced the feeling by shooting this at a very low angle with my 11-24mm f4 lens at 12mm. The glacier that you can see in the distance is the Bruckner Glacier, although it's pretty small at 12mm. The Han Glacier is nice, but I don't really have any photos that I'm happy to share. I actually have better ones from a helicopter ride later in the tour, which I'll probably share later. As we sped back down the Johan Petersen Fjord, heading home as we continued to photograph icebergs, we went past the mouth of the Stockland Fjord, through which we got a beautiful view of the distant mountains, as you can see in this photograph. As we tried to make good time, some of the images that we made were shot while going relatively fast on our speedboat, and I believe this was one of them. To ensure that my handheld shots from a moving boat were sharp, most of the time I was using around a 400th of a second shutter speed, as I did for this shot, and sometimes faster as necessary. Something that always fascinates me is how different an iceberg can look from various angles. I was initially attracted to this jagged iceberg because of the slight similarities between the peaks of the iceberg aligned with the peaks of the distant mountain. Although you can see this texture in both images, I thought it was pretty interesting that from the side, this berg seemed to take on a different appearance and almost look like a big blue Swiss cheese, as we can see in the next image. We also saw some icebergs that looked like huge pieces of ice shelf from one side, and when you go around the other side, they were completely hollowed out, with nothing in the middle but a blue pool. They can be a little bit deceptive, these icebergs. Back in the Sermilik field, I shot this next photo, which I quite liked. This is one of those shots where I was trying to avoid showing the land either side, so I cropped in really tightly on the left iceberg. I also like the reflection of the icebergs in this shot and the repetition of the angle made by the left and centre bergs. Earlier in the day, we hurried past an interesting iceberg, trying to make good time to our main goal for the day. But on the way back, with the light now actually better, we stopped, and I was happy to have made this shot of what I considered to be a somewhat monumental iceberg. This berg was big, but I accentuated its size by shooting with the 11-24mm lens at 21mm, making the closest part of the berg and those arches look bigger in comparison to the parts that are further away. The sun being just out of the frame to the right also helped to bounce lots of blue-green light back up into the arches, which I thought added a nice touch. Once we'd done a lap of the monumental iceberg, we really were out of time, although we were still a good 45 minutes from Tasiilaq, so our speedboat driver for the day took us at speed through a narrow gorge, which is a bit of a shortcut. We didn't have time to stop, but I couldn't resist shooting this last scene for today. I loved the contrast between the cool ice and the warm-coloured mountains, also now with an almost totally clear blue sky. This is the blue that you could see creeping in to the top left of the previous image. In Japanese, the word for iceberg is hyōzan, which literally means ice mountain. I thought it was fun that these ice mountains were so close to their rocky cousins for this shot. You could also be fooled into thinking that it's quite warm as we made this photograph due to the warm tones in the rock. While the temperature ranges from around 0 to 6 degrees Celsius or 32 to 42 degrees Fahrenheit, I'd estimate that the wind chill from the speed that we travelled in our little speedboat made it feel more like minus 10 degrees Celsius or 14 degrees Fahrenheit. While we were stopped, even the low temperatures felt quite balmy, but at speed, it felt really cold. Okay, so another short episode, but we'll wrap it up there for today, and I'll be back next week with part 3 and another 10 photos, and I hope you'll join me again. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. Subscribe in iTunes or your favourite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. If you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with that part 3. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.